Well, I think that there's clearly a relationship to the civil rights movement. One of the goals of the civil rights movement was to question the status quo, question the authorities who had been in power and who had created the rules. And I think that easily spilled over into the realm of medical care in particular, and probably biomedical research as well, that people were no longer willing to accept the authority of the physicians or the scientists. They wanted to have more of a say. There was a series of court decisions about informed consent that was unrolling in the late 60s and early 70s. So the courts were taking more notice of mainly decisions in the clinical context, but I think also in the research context. What did patients need to know before consenting to a particular procedure? And what did people who are being invited to take part in medical research, particularly if it wasn't designed to be of benefit to them, so-called normal volunteers, what did they need to know about the proposed research?